hearing for the portion of PID 3750354-7. Today is Thursday, July 30th, 2026. It is 5 o'clock p.m. In chambers tonight is Councilor Beaver, Deputy Warden Malloy, Councilor O'Connell, Councilor Tebow, CAO Leslie McFarland, and Marion Fraser, Director of Finance and Treasurer. Before you, you have the agenda for tonight's meeting. I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
I'll move to approve.
Councilor O'Connell and Councilor Tebow, all those in favor?
Aye.
Agenda is approved. Next on the list is staff presentation. I turn this over to the CAO McFarland.
So thank you, Warden, and welcome, Jason. We do have a request for rezoning that's going to public hearing tonight. So this request was received on July 5th, 2026 from Wilson Cove Estates, requesting to rezone portions of the PID that the warden mentioned. And specifically, that was to rezone approximately 18 acres from rural resource to general commercial, and then to rezone approximately 5 acres from rural resource to mixed use. At this point, we are just moving forward with the portion that is to rezone the 18 acres shown in Appendix A to this package to general commercial. And we can determine at a future time if something further will happen regarding the 5 acre portion. So the package has all the information regarding the rezoning requirement. This 18 acre portion, the request was to rezone it for the purposes of retail, offices and professional services, and construction supply yards, etc. And the all the considerations that went forward when this went to Committee of the Whole are included in the public hearing package. That was Committee of the Whole met on July 15th in their capacity as Planning Advisory Committee, and recommended moving forward with this. And then subsequently later that night, there was a meeting of council where a motion was approved, directing staff to proceed with the application and schedule this public hearing that's taking place right now. For this evening's process, as per our municipal planning strategy, the land use bylaw, and the Municipal Government Act, the process is that any members of the public that would be present can be invited to speak. There currently is only one member of the public present, of the applicant, but that's available. Also, there was an opportunity for written submissions to be received until 4 p.m. yesterday, and I can advise council that there were no written submissions received regarding this rezoning, and that was advertised on in the Guysburg Journal, as well as on the municipal website, that there was that opportunity to do that. And then if there are no members of the present who wish to speak, then the public hearing can be deemed concluded within 10 minutes of the meeting called to order. We do have attached here Appendix A, which is a map of the portion of the PID that is to be rezoned to general commercial. And I'm happy to take any questions that there might be regarding this.
We have 6 minutes. Just to run down a couple of policy questions. And in policy 4-13, this proposal is not premature or inappropriate for any reasons of absorbing public costs relating to the proposal?
That's correct.
Will a creation of excessive traffic hazards or congestions on the road, cycling, pedestrian networks with adjacent to are leading to this proposal? No problems there?
No, and also through the building permit process, anything such as that can be evaluated and assessed, but There's, it's on Highway 7, so there's no concerns with that.
How about the adequacy of fire protection services and equipment?
This doesn't make any change to any of those things, but there is obviously a requirement for the whatever is built to meet all the building and fire codes that will be applicable to the property.
Excellent. And no known impacts on known habitats or species at risk?
That's right. There's been none identified.
And any other matters pursuant to the Municipal Government Act that may be addressed in a land use bylaw which council feels is necessary to ensure the general compatibility of the use and structures and adjacent areas?
Council has approved the current municipal planning strategy as well as the land use bylaw, which includes the future land use map as well as the current zoning map. And in none of those documents is any other matter pursuant to this request have any factors that would preclude approving this request. This assessment, this request has also been assessed through our development officer that we have a contract with through Municipality of the District of Guysborough as a shared service. And so she has provided her recommendation that this meets all the requirements of our municipal planning strategy and our land use bylaw as well, and has made a recommendation to council that it would be appropriate to proceed.
I would then open this up for any in-person comments. Hearing none. The next item is written submissions. Were there any written submissions regarding this application?
No, there were no written submissions provided.
Any other questions from council that can be easily addressed in what's presented?
I can speak about the process if you'd like, what the process would be after this.
Sure, go ahead.
Right.
Take 2 minutes.
Certainly. So immediately following the hearing, then a meeting of council could be held, and we have planned to have one shortly after the conclusion of the public hearing. And at that meeting, council will consider everything that's been presented up to date, including anything that may have been presented in this public hearing tonight. And then at that meeting could make a determination whether to approve rezoning, to deny rezoning, or to refer the matter back for further review and consideration. If council at that time wanted to recommend approving the rezoning, then that begins a 14-day appeal period, which the public has the opportunity to make any appeals. If at the end of that 14-day period, there are no appeals or any appeals that are received have been able to be resolved, then the a rezoning confirmation could be provided to the applicant. That's the process that is followed. And we also inform the province of the outcome of that.
I do have a couple of questions, and it's regard to public safety. And along that stretch, if we move to this development, and if there are new public amenities there, the speed limit along that stretch is, I believe, 80 kilometers. This is something that we would deal with, I guess, through the Department of Highways. It's just putting it out there. But is that something that we would want to consider as well? And this is way out there. And I don't know how we could allow for pedestrians to, if they wanted to walk there. Is that going to be?
I'm planning on putting a sidewalk. Straight to the motel.
Oh, my God. That is awesome.
And all of that is really more a building permit kind of situation. This is a rezoning that just allows that to happen. And then through the building permit and construction process, all of that can actually take place, including consultation with DOPW for anything that might be appropriate.
Sure.
Whether there's crosswalks or.
Yeah, that was my main concern.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Jason.
That being the end of the agenda, meeting is concluded at 17:10 hours.